As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Limits producing our final segment. We'll get into some hockey talk here in a minute with Matt Wenzel from the Post-Gazette. First, want to tell you a couple things, though. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, so the Penguins cleaned out their lockers, had final meetings with the media. The man who was up there was Matt Wenzel. Let's go out there. Matt, what's up, man? How was locker cleanout day?
Oh, it was exciting as ever.
I'm sure you're vibrating with excitement. Yes.
Well, they don't ever actually clean the lockers. The equipment staff does it. They just kind of stand around and talk to us.
All right, so give me one or two things that you learned from this.
Well, I think the big takeaway a couple of big takeaways. Mike Sullivan talked to reporters. That's usually a good sign that the team intends to keep him around. Not that we expect anything differently, but Sullivan was asked, hey, it seems like every summer there's speculation or trade rumors regarding you. I think last year the rumor du jour that he was going to go to the Rangers or the Devils. So he's given an opportunity to come out and say, hey, you want to be here, right? And he said, absolutely he does. He intends to be the coach of the Penguins. We'll hear from Kyle Dubas on Monday, but I suspect he'll confirm that Sullivan will be back. So that's one piece of news that came out of this. And I think the other one is that Erik Karlsson seemed to acknowledge that, there's going to be some trade rumors with him this summer that he could be moved. He has a full no trade clause, but, he was asked about his urgency to win the cup. And he kind of uses an opportunity to say, hey, a business is a business, and I know things can happen this summer, and whatever happens, happens. So it seems like, I don't know if he wants to be traded, but it seems like, he certainly understands that that's going to be something that's going to be a topic of conversation this summer.
Yeah, I was talking about that a little bit earlier in the show about Erik Karlsson's trade value. Obviously, you're a lot closer to it than I am. What's your sense on whether he would have value? Essentially, can they trade him? What sort of considerations are they going to have to give to, his salary, taking back money, that sort of thing?
I do think he has positive trade value, whereas a guy like Ryan Graves has negative trade value. They'd have to give up something to get rid of him. I do think teams would give something for Erik Karlsson. Now, it's probably a short list. He's not everyone's cup of tea. He hasn't really shown, at least in recent seasons, that he contributes much to winning. But he's obviously a talented guy, 3-time Norris winner. I do think, even though it's only a few games, like what he did for Sweden at the Four Nations faceoff, he looked like a completely different player. And that probably made some teams, wonder, okay, like maybe if he's just in a different situation or a different system, he might flourish. So, I think there's maybe only going to be a few teams that are interested in him at his price point, but it only takes one. The Penguins may have to retain some salary to facilitate a trade, but I do think if they really want to find a trade partner for him, they can in the summer. I mean, I never thought it was realistic that he could be traded at the trade deadline. just because his salary is so big. It's a $10 million cap hit. He's got the no trade. It just was incredibly complicated to get a deal like that done at the trade deadline. Now in the summertime, when the salary cap is less of a factor, it's going to be a lot easier for Kyle Dubas to move him if he wants to do so. And I do think there is at least some interest in them moving on from him.
Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey filling in for the guys. We're chatting Penguins right now with Matt Wenzel from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can follow Matt at Matt Wenzel on Twitter. Read his work at post-gazette.com. So, Matt, you did a thing, 9 questions for Kyle Dubas this offseason. There's obviously a lot contained therein, but sort of in a nutshell, what are some of the things that Kyle Dubas must do to improve this team? You know, Carlson obviously in a separate category or its own category, but you know, where should his efforts be focused this summer?
Yeah, there were 9 questions in there, some bigger than others, the usual who's going to be back. But I think the big question, the one that hangs over everything with this team, is when is Kyle Dubas going to hit the gas pedal, so to speak? When does he want this team to be pushing for a playoff spot again? I mean, he said time and time again over the last 12 months or 14 months that, you know, he doesn't want to just squeak back into the playoffs. He wants to build the Penguins to the point where they're a true contender, and he doesn't want to take any shortcuts to get to that point. So does he feel like coming into the summer with 10, possibly 11 draft picks, a bunch of cap space, some good core players, some good young players on the way, does he feel like they can hit the gas this summer and immediately get back into the hunt? I mean, we've seen teams like Washington have a quick turn. I know you wrote about that for the website. Or does he feel like, okay, like we need another year of another transition year, another year of building asset accumulation. You know, we need a year for our young kids to get ready. And maybe they push for the 26-27 season. I'm more inclined to think that the Penguins are looking at it that way. You know, maybe they'll sign a player or two, add or a player or two that can help now in the future. But that's the question that's going to shape everything. Because, you know, we can talk, it's clear the biggest issue for this team this year was goaltending. And obviously their defense needs a lot of work too. But if they don't have an urgency or an appetite to contend this year, you know, it's not something that they have to just try to handle with a pressing situation. So we'll see what Kyle has to say about that on Monday. But that's kind of the big question, is just how aggressive they are going to be this summer in trying to get back to the playoffs.
So first a question or a clarification, I should say, then a question. But Chris Letang, did he talk today? And, like, what is his heart situation? How serious is that? I don't think it is. Just and then what, you know, what sort of things should be concerning him going into next season? You expect him to be a part of things?
Chris did not talk. I don't know if we'll hear from him at some point. You know, in the summer, these guys kind of disappear, but we have not heard from him since he had the heart procedure. You know, I do think Mike Sullivan, even though he made clear he's not a doctor, you know, what he said the other day was basically, you know, they have no worries about his health and they have no worries about him being able to resume his career. You know, the players all said, you know, it was kind of scary when he heard that he had to have this hole in his heart closed up. But once, you know, we are kind of reassured that he's going to be okay, we're at peace with it. So, you know, it sounds like this is something that's been on his mind or on the table for him for a while now. And they finally decided to close up this hole in his heart that they found in 2014 when he had a stroke. So, as far as his play, there's no doubt that he really struggled this year, particularly in the second half. You know, I don't know if it's tied to the heart issue, or I know Mike Sullivan also said that he's kind of been banged up, which is why they decided to just get the procedure done now as opposed until after the season. But he's a big question mark. I mean, his salary is not that big. It's $6.1 million for 3 more years. I don't think he played up to that level this year, but he's still in great shape. He can still skate even though he lost a step. And it's not out of the question that if he's in, you know, more of a competitive environment, that he could get back to playing at a high level, even if he's not going to be an all-star type player.
Last question for Matt Wenzel, the Post-Gazette, talking about the Penguins and locker cleanout day. Sort of a fun one. Any wild injuries, stuff that guys had been playing with? I know it doesn't always happen, but I wasn't able to follow the line of tweets. Anybody playing with something funky?
I'm not a quick-witted enough today on short sleep to make some sort of joke here, but no major things. Mike Sullivan says he doesn't anticipate anyone having surgeries. I know Nola Chari said he might need to have a surgery if he doesn't kind of rehab the way they expect him to. But it sounds like no major injury issues hanging out there. And if anything, there was good injury news. Rucker McGroarty was here. He wasn't in a walking boot. And, you know, I know Mike Sullivan, when he talked about him last week, kind of made it seem like it might be difficult for him to get back and play for Wilkes-Barre. It might take a deep run. But based on the way Rucker was talking, it sounds like he might even be able to play here in a week or two. So that's great news for his development and also great news for the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins.
Are you anticipating any surgeries this offseason, or are you good?
Actually, yeah, I am.
Are you really?
This won't surprise anyone who has read my analysis of this hockey team over the last 7 years, but I think I'm going to get LASIK this summer. So,
okay. All right. Good stuff. Matt Wenzel, thanks so much, man. Get some sleep. Appreciate that. Appreciate you hopping
on. All right. Talk to you soon, Jason.
All right. Take care. Matt Wenzel, follow him at Matt Wenzel on Twitter. Read his stuff, post-gazette.com. Again, there's a piece on there. I referenced it. 9 questions facing Kyle Dubas this summer with the Penguins, obviously unpacking a lot after their season ended. There's a lot to get through, a lot to kick around. I don't know if there's a lot to do.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
That's sort of what Matt was talking about, something I was writing down as a note. As he was discussing that, just the Erik Karlsson feeling or vibe surrounding him. And I suppose in one respect, you'd maybe anticipate Karlsson sort of doubling down, saying, I really want to be here. I don't want to be traded. I believe I'm a part of this thing. And you're not hearing that. And I think that maybe tells us a lot of what we need to know about Karlsson. I think it also, you've watched the games, followed the team, know what his salary is, know what they need to do. The writing is on the wall for me. That needs to be the move they make. Tristan Jarry, same deal. If they can or not, I don't know. And that's why I talked about in my column, and Matt referenced it too, about the Washington Capitals. And they've done that stuff. They've made smart, bold moves. They've spent money wisely, aggressively. Now, the Penguins need to clear out a couple players to spend that money, to get that money to spend. So that's on Kyle Dubas as well, but there's more to be done. I don't think this is going to be a passive summer. It shouldn't be a passive summer. I understand maybe saying, hey, we don't have to put our foot on the gas right now, 2026, 2027. I just disagree with that sentiment. I don't think you have to wait that long. I don't think Evgeny Malkin's going to want to wait that long. See what they do. All right, we're going to wrap up the show here in a minute, but the second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union will take place on June 5th and 6th. This year, the broadcast will take place at Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We're currently looking for 25 fire departments that will benefit from this year's fundraising. Register yours now at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Aircraft Management Group, Firehouse Subs, 1-800-BOARD-UP, National Fire Sprinkler Association, and Guardian Protection. The 50-minute mark on the Fan. We won't quite get there. We're close, though. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Also, social media's biggest loser, Malzy, is brought to you by Awaken 180. You can visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. All right, before we get to our final read limits, I did something the other day I think you'll appreciate. I think you have this same type of brain There are probably other people out there that always do this because they circulate and I see them. So I went to Barnes & Noble. I bought a magazine. I bought a magazine for the NFL draft because it doesn't feel right having a draft or the start of something football for me without having a tangible magazine to read through, circle, highlight any fantasy football draft I do, the start of the NFL season, the start of the college football season. I'm always buying some sort of magazine because I'm so eager to read this content and learn and nerd out. Are you a magazine guy? Are you a preseason draft magazine guy?
Man, I used to be like years ago. It's the generation that I grew up in, Jason. Now, I did get Sports Illustrated delivered to my house every week. So when that ultimately stopped and they decided not to do those editions anymore, I kind of fell away from reading traditional magazines. We were also a family that got the paper every single day when it was delivered every single day. And if it was
cry on the air,
if it was not delivered one day, my dad would make sure that whoever was supposed to deliver it made it known that it wasn't delivered to our house. I remember one Sunday where the paper was not delivered to the house. This was like, I don't know, I was like 10 years old. And he absolutely let somebody on the phone have it. Well, he was so traditional. Every morning he gets up, drinks his coffee, reads the paper. Now he reads it all online and just make sure that's what he does to get ready for his day. And for whatever reason, I don't remember why, he just got so upset this one day. I'd never seen him like that upset that the paper wasn't there. I was like, dude, why are you so upset about this? But I guess there was something he really wanted to read that he didn't get to. That was before everything was like on the web.
That's his morning routine, man. Yeah. What's your dad's name?
Ray
Bechtold. Thank you, Ray. Of course, I'm assuming you're reading the Post-Gazette. Maybe
yeah, it was the Post-Gazette, yes.
Oh, man, I'm the same way. I still am. I'm 41. I'm the oldest 41-year-old on the planet. If I can get up and read like a printed paper. Honestly, this is my like noise intolerance. I enjoy quiet. I don't want the busyness or whatever. I love to wake up with like 20, 30 minutes of just quiet. Just quiet reading time. But I'm very much an old man. I enjoy the printed product. I enjoy the magazine, anything. I was talking with Tyler Kepner of The Athletic, formerly The New York Times, last year, 2 years ago, about this weird quirk. When I write an article, I will print out all of the quotes. Like, I'll transcribe my quotes and print them out, and then I'll highlight them, and then I'll make little notes, and then I'll take another page to, like, storyboard. And I was doing it one day in the press box, Tropicana Field, and he starts laughing. I'm like, what? He goes, dude, I do the same thing. I was like, what? So it was like nerds unite, man. I print them out in a hotel. I have to print out these pages when I'm writing like a big feature. And so we were just joking about like, he goes into his bag, pulls out his page of like highlighted notes. So
wow, nerds unite.
I know. Dude, so all you kids out there, you do it digitally. That's fine.
Well, I do like a lot of written handheld things too. Like I like to school. I took all handwritten notes.
Yeah.
All handwritten notes. I did not like electronic notes.
Yeah. There's just something with the comprehension in it. Yeah. I don't know. I remember it better if I write it.
I'm the same way.
Now, that being said, when I do show notes and prepare, I type them because I like to have so much out and on my laptop and available in front of me that I would just like work my hand off.
Yeah, and I like to be able to easily reference it. Like if I had to go back and find something, I can just quickly search it up.
Yeah.
And there it is. That's why I think the show notes and everything like that is a little bit different when you prep the show.
All right, what's cooking? It's brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester. This has been fun, my friend. I've enjoyed our 2 days together. I don't know when it'll happen again, but I've enjoyed hosting and the banter back and forth.
It was a good time, Jason. Wishing you a lovely weekend and a happy birthday to your wife and Steve Blass.
I know. How about that?
Pretty cool.
It's big birthday day. I will let her know. She might be listening. I'm not sure.
My dad has the same birthday as Mike Tomlin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how about that?
Okay. So what's the ideal Easter meal? Like what'll you eat on Sunday? Will you eat anything special or
ham?
Just...
ham is always a big Easter meal for
you
whatever
know why?
Reason.
Because you don't have to put much sauce on it.
I guess not. That's a traditional Easter meal for people. I feel like ham, there might be some mashed potatoes, maybe some cheesy potatoes.
Yeah. I have a take on ham and then we'll get out of here on this. I think it's overrated. I really, of all the holiday meats, it is far down the list for me. Everybody makes a ham and they act like they created something that is so unique to the world. And I have some news for you, unfortunately. It is not.
Not a big ham fan.
90% of ham tastes the same. Yeah. I would much rather have the turkey. I'd much rather have, I don't know, filet or some type of beef or whatever. I'd much rather have the steak than you guys had at Ruth's Chris. Boy,
oh, that was great. So just because the ham tastes the same, regardless of what type of ham it is, you don't like ham?
I'll eat ham. I like ham. It's just like the idea propping up that this is something special. Like,
ham is consistent.
Someone's making a ham.
It's consistent. You know what you're getting from the ham.
Yeah, I guess.
You do.
I guess, but like on a Scout's 20 to 80 scale, like a ham is like a consistent 40 or 50.
Wow. Just a 50 grade ham.
Yeah. I mean, there's no such thing as a 60 grade ham. Nobody's ever made a 60 grade ham. All right, hopefully
unless
this was...
Unless your name is Jack Ham. I like that one, Falsy.
There we go. I love it. Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey, Austin Bechtold signing off. PM Team next. Peace.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.